This morning in my Bible study, I read Ecclesiastes chapter 1 through chapter 5, where Solomon was seeking through wisdom to find out what life was all about. And I read over in Ecclesiastes 12:8, "Vanity of vanities, saith the preacher, all is vanity." In the very opening passage, the preacher is King Solomon, and he sought to know what life was all about, the purpose and the reason for it, and his conclusion was, in verse 13 and 14, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God, and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. And all of that is very true. All of that will come to pass, for there are two judgments, the judgment seat of Christ, where the believer's works are tested, and the great white throne judgment, where the life of the individual without Jesus Christ is judged. But, O beloved, what a privilege to know Jesus Christ! What a privilege to know the eternal God! What a privilege to come into the presence of God and commune with Him. Yes, Solomon had God to speak to him on a couple of occasions, but, O beloved, you and I have the privilege of having God speak to us every day through His Word. And, I encourage you to get into the Word and let the Lord God speak to you through His Word. In James chapter 1 and verse 5 we read, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth or withholdeth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind, and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord, for a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways." Yes, beloved, faith. What a wonderful, wonderful privilege it is to walk by faith, to live by faith, and to believe God's Word, to look into the Word of God, to seek out the truths of wisdom and of knowledge that's found in God's Word. And you know where the key is? In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, we're told these words in verse 27, "But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world, and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in His presence. But of God, of Him," speaking of God the Father, "are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, He that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord." O beloved, when you know Jesus Christ, you have wisdom available to you that even Solomon, in all of his wisdom, did not know and did not understand. Oh, the wonderful, wonderful truths, the wonderful wisdom that is ours in Christ Jesus. Wisdom, oh beloved, into that which is spiritual, that which is eternal, wisdom regarding what this life is all about, that Solomon never really comprehended and really grasped. And that was an intimate relationship with the eternal God, and the privilege of knowing the Lord God intimately, knowing God the Father as our Heavenly Father, knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as our big brother, our Savior, our Redeemer, our Lord, and beginning to see and comprehend the truths of God's Word, having insight and discernment into the Word of God that Solomon never knew. For you see, beloved, life is not full of vanity if you know Jesus. If you know Jesus, life has purpose. Life has meaning. Life has reason for living. And it's not all emptiness and vanity. Oh no, beloved, when you know Jesus Christ, He makes all the difference in what life is all about. Oh, Ephesians 1 reveals and opens up some wonderful truths for us. We read in Ephesians chapter 1, and beginning with verse 6, to the praise of the glory of His grace, God's grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in Christ Jesus, the Beloved, in whom, in Christ, we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. Oh, beloved, did you know you're rich? Did you know you're richer than you thought you were? Did you know that the child of God, who, materially speaking, may be poor, is richer than the richest billionaire on the face of the earth? Because, beloved, we know Jesus, and we know the riches of God's grace. We know the blessings that are available to us through the Lord Jesus Christ, the glories of heaven that await us, a mansion that is ours, that is a dwelling place with the Lord Jesus Christ for all eternity. Oh, beloved, what riches are ours, and what wisdom is available to us through the Lord Jesus Christ, for He is our wisdom. He unlocks the wisdom of God. He reveals to us truth that Solomon never knew and never understood with all his wisdom, because he didn't know Jesus. When Solomon died, he went to paradise, into Hades, which had the two compartments. One part of it was paradise, where Abraham's bosom was, and the other was the place of suffering and torment to which the rich man went, that Luke 16 tells us about. And Solomon went there into paradise. He did not know the Lamb of God as you and I know the Lord Jesus Christ. He did not understand all the wonderful truths that you and I now have available to us through the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, he had the wisdom of God for the Old Testament times, but he didn't see life from the perspective of knowing Jesus Christ. He who gives us purpose and reason for living, that we might live to the glory and honor and praise of Almighty God. He didn't know what it was to be indwelt continually and to be sealed by the Holy Spirit of God, like you and I now have as a child of God, as Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 13 and 14 tells us, in whom, in Christ, ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. In Christ also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest or the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of His glory. Oh, beloved, how wonderful that God's not through with us yet. He's at work within the child of God through the riches of His grace. He's using us and giving us the privilege of having a little part in His divine plan and project, which He's working out here upon this earth. And yes, we're living in a vile and wicked and evil generation. We see sin abounding all around us. But, beloved, where sin did abound, grace did much more abound. The grace of God and the riches of grace, which are ours in Christ Jesus. And so, as we were reading there in verse 6, to the praise of the glory of His grace, the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the Beloved. O Beloved, we're accepted in Christ Jesus. Rejection has made and left its mark upon every human being on the face of the earth. Rejection and the awful consequences of rejecting, affecting our behavior, affecting our conduct, affecting our opinion of ourself. Oh, what a mark rejection has made. But, beloved, in Christ Jesus, we have acceptance, full and complete acceptance, so that we can enter boldly into the throne room of our Heavenly Father. We can bow before Him and worship Him personally. We can fellowship with Him, and we can draw upon the resources of our Father to live a life that is more than a conqueror, as Romans chapter 8 tells us. Yes, beloved, we can live above the circumstances, the problems, the troubles, and the difficulties of this life, because greater is He that is in each child of God than he that is in the world, and that is the Holy Spirit of God, who is the Spirit of Christ, indwelling and living within the child of God, sealing us and keeping us until the redemption of the purchased possession, when the Lord God gives us a glorified body like Jesus had when He arose from the grave, a body that is immune to sin, a body that will never know the effects of sin like these earthly bodies. And that's why these bodies must die, because the wages of sin is death. And these bodies are contaminated with indwelling sin. We're told in Romans 7 that in this flesh there dwells no good thing. But God's going to deliver us from this flesh with indwelling sin, and He's going to liberate us and to lead us into glorious, wonderful, amazing future that Solomon never fully knew nor understood with all of his wisdom, because you and I have the wisdom of Christ revealed to us. Oh, beloved, rejoice and delight in what is yours in Christ Jesus. Delight in the glory of being His and belonging to Almighty God, and being a part of His divine plan, having the privilege of witnessing to others about Jesus Christ, and telling others about what Christ has done in your life, and how He has liberated and set you free from the bondage and the control and the dominion of sin, so that we do not have to live under the circumstances, but we can live above the circumstances with the Lord Jesus Christ, seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, as we're stated and told here in the book of Ephesians. Oh, beloved, what a privilege is ours in Christ Jesus. Verse 6 of Ephesians chapter 2, speaking of Christ, verse 5, "Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." Oh, beloved, that's where we are today. We're seated in the heavenlies with Christ Jesus. Yes, we're still walking here upon this earth physically, limited by this physical body, but someday we're going to be delivered from this body into the very presence of Christ. But right now, in our spirit, we're seated with Christ in heavenly places. That is, we are more than conquerors. We are victorious through the Lord Jesus Christ. We do not have to live under the circumstances, praise the Lord. But we're more than conquerors through Christ who loved us and gave Himself for us. You see, beloved, in Christ, oh, the riches that are ours in Christ, the rich treasures that are ours. Notice what He tells us in verse 8, "wherein He hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence." All wisdom, beloved, is ours in Christ Jesus. Verse 9, "having and prudence, knowing how to live life, having a purpose and a reason for life." And verse 9, "having made known unto us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He hath purposed in Himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in Him." Yes, beloved, all things are going to be united in Christ in the kingdom age when Jesus Christ comes to rule and reign over this earth for the 1,000-year millennial reign of Christ. All things will be united in Christ Jesus here and which are on earth, even in Him, in Christ. In whom, verse 11, "in Christ also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will." Yes, beloved, purposed to by the Father, who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will. Beloved, our Father's in control. You may feel like God's not in control because of looking at what's going on in this world, but our Father has a plan, and our Father's plan will be fulfilled. Our Father's plan will be completed, and our Father is at work behind the scenes, even using Satan for His purpose and for His plan. Oh, yes, beloved, we're told in Corinthians that the God of this world and that Satan and the principalities and powers of darkness did not realize what they were doing when they crucified Christ. They thought they were being victorious over Christ, but in reality, beloved, they were making a way of redemption for us through Christ Jesus, and they didn't even know it. You see, beloved, how Satan is limited in his knowledge and understanding. So many times we give him more credit than he has. Beloved, in Christ we have all wisdom. In Christ we're able to see and understand things that Solomon never knew and never understood, because he was limited by the Old Testament law and the things of the law. But, beloved, we see the law fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit, following Jesus Christ, who fulfilled the law for us. And thus, in the Holy Spirit and in Christ Jesus, we have victory and can live victoriously and can see Christ glorified in and through our lives. Oh, the glorious inheritance we have in the future, that we should be to the praise of His glory who first trusted in Christ. Yes, beloved, that's our purpose for living, to the praise of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ, to magnify and glorify and exalt and lift Him up, that He might be Lord in every area of our life, in every area of our being, that He might be exalted, that He might be lifted up, that people might see Christ through your life and through my life, that we might walk as more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, who loved us and gave Himself for us. And so, beloved, we do not have to let any sinful habit control us as children of God. We do not have to be bound by any sinful appetite, because victory is available through Jesus Christ our Lord, and we can live victoriously over every sinful craving, every evil lust, every carnal imagination, every fleshly way, because greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. We have the Holy Spirit who has come alongside to help, beloved. He's ours to help us to live in victory, to walk in victory, and to bring glory and honor and praise to our Lord Jesus Christ, in whom, in Christ, ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest or guarantee of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of His glory. Wherein also, after I heard of your faith, Paul says, in the Lord Jesus, and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Christ and the knowledge of God the Father. Oh yes, the spirit of wisdom and revelation. We have that spirit, beloved, the Holy Spirit of God, the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation. The one who's ready to open up your understanding to the truth of God's Word, if you will daily get into the Word of God. If you will daily ask the Lord to open up His Word and unlock its truths, oh, beloved, you can grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, and your life can abound to His glory, to His honor, to His praise, and you will find the joy of living with Jesus, the joy of walking with Christ, the joy of walking in the Spirit after the Holy Spirit under His control, and allowing Him to work in and through your life to the honor, glory, and praise of the Lord Jesus. Yes, beloved, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Christ, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling. Oh, the glorious hope of the calling of God! What a great and glorious future yet awaits us! And what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints is! Oh, the riches, beloved, that you and I have in Christ! We're far richer than we realize. We have glorious riches yet in store for us that we're going to enjoy for all the endless ages of eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ. We just have not yet entered into our full inheritance. We're children, and we've not yet grown spiritually and in fellowship with Christ and entered into the fullness that is yet before us in Christ Jesus. But, oh, beloved, we're getting little glimpses of it now. And the Holy Spirit's opening up and revealing to us little truths that never seen nor understood before. And, oh, I get so excited as I read these golden nuggets of truth, and as the Holy Spirit unlocks and opens up my understanding. Oh, what a thrill, and what a joy, and what an excitement it is to get into the Word of God and to allow the Spirit of God to open up and unlock the truths of God's Word and to reveal to us all the treasures that are ours in Christ Jesus. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. Oh, yes, beloved, every child of God has the power of God within him through the Holy Spirit of God, who is the Spirit of power. You remember how the Holy Spirit came down when Christ was beginning his public ministry and anointed Christ and empowered Christ. And so, beloved, the Holy Spirit indwells every child of God and empowers us to walk in victory, to live victoriously, to be overcomers, to live a life that brings glory, honor, and praise to the Lord Jesus Christ. So let me admonish you, let the Lord have his way in your life every day. There's no peace, there's no rest, until the Lord has his way. Place your life in his hands, rest securely in his plans. Let the Lord have his way. Oh yes, beloved, yield to Jesus Christ the right of way. Let him work in and through your life to his honor, to his glory, and to his praise. You'll find joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, yes, beloved, how wonderful is the treasures that every child of God has in the Lord Jesus Christ. And what a privilege to have God's Word available to us, that we might get into it, and we might be instructed and taught from it, and that the Holy Spirit might illuminate our minds and lead us into all truth, as Jesus said that he would in the Gospel of John, that he, the Spirit of Christ, would lead us into all truth. And, oh, beloved, how wonderful to see every nugget of truth unlocked and opened up to us as the children of God as we get into the Word of God and as we read the truths of God's Word, as the Holy Spirit unlocks these truths. As verse 26 of John 14 says, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." Oh, beloved, get into the Word of God. Get into the wonderful treasures, the wonderful nuggets of truth that are available to you in God's Word. Oh, what rich blessings, what wonderful pleasure, what glorious treasure is all available to us, beloved, in Christ Jesus. Won't you get into His Word today and let Him instruct you in the truth? Till next time we get to talk together, goodbye.